Hi, I'm Jalene Allen, the networking queen. I love to connect people. There is nothing more wonderful than the human connection, the connection that can lead to incredible things, to love, to business, to make our lives just so much richer, meeting and connecting on a deeper level than, hi, here's my business card. But making those human connections that can take you to magical places. Stay tuned for Network Equals Net Worth. I want to hear your stories. I want to share your stories. Good morning, Jalene Allen. You're listening to my podcast, Network Equals Net Worth. I am thrilled to introduce you to Maria Keynes, who has her company, Bay to Maine. Maria was born in Halifax and raised in Pictou County. She is the oldest of three siblings and visits her mom regularly in Stellarton. Fun fact, Maria was on a volleyball team in high school that won the provincial championship.
Yeah.
Hot stuff. And boy, do you learn a lot about being on a team, don't you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maria Keynes enjoyed more than 25 years as a top-tier manager and accountant with a locally owned retail and wholesale picture framing business. While developing strengths in corporate and retail management, she earned a reputation for sound decision-making, creative problem-solving skills. Maria created Bay Street to Main Street Consulting to offer business owners an alternative to traditional suppliers for products and services, including customer loyalty solutions, strategic marketing, customer relation management, and much more. Addressing challenges faced by business owners as they try to compete with big business became her personal mission on her quest to level the playing field with the national chains and big box stores. Bay Street to Main Street Consultant strives to connect you to solutions so you can focus on growing and innovating your business. She believes in uniting local businesses under one customer loyalty umbrella to reward consumers for shopping and supporting local businesses while driving sales growth approaching 300% or more. Make more money, save on expenses, grow your business. So let's talk about loyalty programs. I don't know about you, but any way I can save a buck, I'm there. I have likely every points card in my wallet or app on my phone. So what are some of your favorites, Maria?
Well, my absolute favorite, of course, is the My World program, but I also have PC Optimum, I have Triangle Rewards, Scene Card, Air Miles. I have lots of cards in my wallet, just like you do.
Yeah.
And I've always been that way. Like, even I think back to when I was a teenager, right? Collecting at the local office supply store, you know, when you buy your 10th pen, you get the 11th one free kind of thing, right? So always yep. Those kinds of things.
Or Canadian Tire money. Let me tell you, that was like, whoa, you know, all that pretty money in your wallet that might not buy a whole heck of a lot, but it was mad kind of thing. Boy, if I could only make money like that. So now when you were younger, did you, you know, let's say elementary school, did you have lemonade stand? Was there a way that you loved to earn an extra buck or two?
Well, I have to confess that where I grew up, it was pretty isolated. There was only my grandparents across the street. But of course, I tried things like selling seeds, you know, selling cards, those kinds of things. And, you know, my family was always very supportive in those endeavors. And so I was always looking for a way. But at age 12, I was starting to earn fairly good money as a babysitter, right? So there was always, you know, that second business or endeavor where I was always wanting to make money and have my own money, right?
Exactly.
And yeah, but it also taught me to be very frugal. So that's part of the whole collecting rewards thing, right?
Totally. And so I grew up with there were a total of nine kids in my family, two older brothers, six younger sisters. And let me tell you, my parents were very resourceful. My mom ran a handcraft shop in a barn at the end of our driveway. And at one time or another, we all got to work in there, which certainly taught us the value, let's say, of what you had to do. We always got an allowance. And if you wanted to make more money, there was kind of a cupboard door in the kitchen with the list. And when you have that many people in a house, luckily two bathrooms, cleaning the bathroom was where you made the most money. You know, you kind of sort of got the value of, yuck, I don't like cleaning the bathroom, but I could make more money if I did that. So depending upon what the need was, or my mother would read us the riot act. She would go down to the barn when somebody drove in the driveway to shop. And, you know, when you think about it, she was brilliant because this kept her sanity. She met people from all over the world. We lived on the road to Peggy's Cove. And as we got older, we all had opportunities if we wanted to make some more money. But I can remember when we were little and my mom had started this, we all had to stay in the house. We couldn't even be outside the yard. And the minute that car drove out of the driveway, we're running to that barn and going, do we get treats today? If you make a sale, we get a treat today. So it really was an education in, you know, again, financial literacy. What are you going to do with your money? Yeah. And
absolutely.
So any other thoughts? Like, again, you grew up in rural Pictou County, right next door to your grandparents, which was wonderful. When you were mad at your mother, you could run next door. So what were some values or things that were taught about, you know, saving money? You know, did they pickle? Did they can? Did they?
We collected bottles. Yeah, we used to go. So we used to always go for a Sunday drive. That was our big adventure for the week, right? And as we were doing our Sunday drive, mom and dad were never in a hurry to do this, but we'd be, my brother and I would be scanning the sides of the road looking for bottles. And if we saw a bottle, mom and dad would stop and let us go grab the bottle. And we ultimately collected enough to be able to buy ourselves our own swing set.
Wow.
Yeah, from Canadian Tire. Yeah.
That was huge.
Yeah. And we got a little bit of a boost, you know, asking our grandparents for Canadian Tire money. So, but ultimately it was the bottles that got us that swing set. So, you know, it's like finding money.
Oh, totally. But the fact that your parents were supportive of that, you know, again, all of these things that maybe at that time you don't realize, but why it's contributed to you having such a successful life, Maria, those little things that you learn, right? I can remember because I was the oldest girl that I was the first one that got to help in my mother's craft shop. And at that time, I mean, this was many years ago, she only wanted handmade in Nova Scotia crafts. That's what she felt, you know, because if you went to Peggy's Cove at the time, and still there's a lot of stuff from China there. And so, I started to knit sweaters. I love to knit. And I knit a couple of fisherman knit sweaters and I put them in the shop and I sold them for a ton of money. Oh. And over the course of a couple of summers, I knit something like 50 sweaters.
Wow.
At that time, I sold for $30 each.
That would be a big boost to your bank.
Well, tell me, I mean, and same thing that I could watch TV and knit, which was really kind of fun. Okay. Or, you know, enjoy a drive somewhere and knit. It didn't make me car sick. But the fact that I think one of the most amazing ones was a gentleman. Ollie was huge. And I knit him a sweater and his arms were so long. I had to stand on a ladder, a little step ladder to be able to measure his arms. I can't remember what they were. He was a conductor of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. And wow. I think you bet, let's say the guy's likely dead, long dead now, but he wrote me a letter afterwards and said, they were in Nova Scotia for a while. I didn't have to mail it. He hung around till I did. He said he never had a sweater with sleeves that long. So it was
a great story.
But here's the fun part. You know, you don't realize at that particular point, the impact that has. Now, I have no idea because I'm left-handed. My grandmother, when I was a kid, tried to teach me how to knit. And she was so pissed because it's like, you're doing it wrong. And you go, no, I'm doing it backwards. I'm left-handed. But anyway, and so I really just started it. I never needed a pattern. That was what was really interesting. But
that is interesting. Yeah.
But tell us about babysitting. That must have been fun.
So what I used to do, so I'd be 12 years old. And My neighbor up the street was a nurse. So she had some shifts that started very early in the morning. And her shift was from 7 till 11. So 7 a.m. until, sorry, that's not right, 7 till 3. So what would happen would be one of her children was in school and the other was an infant. So I would get up early in the morning, 6 a.m. And she would already be getting ready for work, getting ready to leave. And it was my responsibility to get the children up, get them fed for breakfast and all of that. And then I would take them down to my parents' house. Mom would look after the infant all day long because my sister was just an infant at the time. And I would be responsible to get the school age girl off to school on the bus with us. So then after school, when we got home, I had to stick around for about an hour until her mom got home. So yeah. So by the time the mother got home from work, the children were back home and the house just continued to work that way, right? So I think I got paid $10 a week for doing that.
Which at the time was very good money. Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Here's the other thing about me double dipping. I could babysit and knit.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
If the kids were, you know, if you had to bathe them, put them to bed, those sort of things. But invariably, there was still some time that I could knit these sweaters that I was selling and still get paid for babysitting. So again, when we talk about loyalty programs, you know, it's like, how can I double dip? How can I make the most amount of money in the least amount of time, right? Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about my world is that it enables you to even triple dip. I know, right? So that's why I use it all the time. So when I go for my groceries, right? So I'll buy an e-voucher on my world. So I pay for it with my points credit card. So there's one. Then when I go get my groceries, I get the PC Optimum points. Plus I get my cash back for the e-voucher. So that's three. So it ends up being about 6 or 7%, which is a lot on a grocery order.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, and it sure adds up for a year.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So welcome back, Maria. We've been talking about points and your company, Bay Street to Main Street. So tell us about this global entity and how it can help us as consumers, but also small businesses. Give us an overview of the magic of what this is all about.
Well, it's a really fantastic program. So it's called My World. Bay Street to Main Street Consulting is a representative of that company. And I chose that company for lots of reasons, both personal and business. So I truly believe that supporting local business is the key to our economy, and that the power in our economy is not on Bay Street in Toronto, where all the banks are and the big insurance companies, but on Main Street everywhere. And whenever someone spends a dollar locally, it stays in the economy longer. Not only that, but the tax dollars that are generated that way help us to have better roads, better education, better seniors care, all of those things. And that to me is a key ingredient to making a successful local business economy. And everybody wants to fit into this program in a way that attracts consumers, because it enables consumers to collect rewards wherever they go and all in one pot. So they build up faster, and that enables you to redeem them faster. So whether you're shopping online or whether you're shopping at a local store, shopping with your e-vouchers, whatever way you choose to collect your rewards, it's fun. And when local entrepreneurs join in, And there's an amazing price. It's only $749 for a local business to offer their own loyalty program. And they can reach out to all of the people who are already members of the program and acquire new customers. So that's really fantastic. It's a win-win-win program. So it's a win for merchants, it's a win for consumers, and it's a win for the economy in general.
Exactly. Yes. So where, give us a little background, because really it started with a very simple concept in Europe, I believe, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. So it all started with a bunch of neighbors who got together at a barbecue, and they were talking about the projects that they had planned for the spring. And one guy wanted to build a deck. Another guy was putting in garden beds, all of those kinds of things. So the guy who was building a deck went to the hardware store, and he had his list of materials, and he asked the owner of the hardware store if he could get an extra discount. And the hardware store owner said, look, you know, I get people coming in here all the time with projects just like yours. He said, if I give an extra discount to all of those, it's really going to cut into my margins. And so the guy, his name is Hubert Friedel, he said, well, what would it take to be able to get a little extra discount? He said, well, he said, it would take a dozen projects like yours, and then I could maybe consider that. So Hubert went back to his neighborhood, talked to all of his neighbors, got all their projects together, and they all went at the same time. And he said, here, I have 12 people who are all going to purchase from your store if we can get that little extra discount. And then it kind of ballooned from there. So the hardware store owner was happy to have all these new customers. Plus, he got guaranteed sales, basically, because he was giving a little bit of a reward for them supporting his business.
Exactly. And then we don't hear about it much in Canada, but I've traveled through Europe, and long before I knew what it was, you'd see trains wrapped in it, buses wrapped in it. But it's huge with sports teams, isn't it, in the Europe?
Oh, yes, like soccer teams, rugby teams, even ice hockey, ski teams, motocross. So yep. GP Motocross is a big supporter of my world. And you can actually go see their races even in the US.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what about how many countries is this? Because if we're talking to a traveler here, like, we're not talking about only Canada, we're talking about how many countries?
We're talking about 55 countries. 55, I know. And we're one of the only loyalty programs that has a small footprint in the Chinese market through Macau and Hong Kong.
Wow. Now tell us, some of the other companies. So it costs nothing to get this loyalty card when you register, does it?
Not when you're a shopper. Absolutely. It's free. You can go on the app or on the dashboard online and register for free. And you can just start shopping right away. Shopping and collecting cashback rewards and shopping points, you know, because they act as coupons for the future.
Excellent. Then the other part, though, for a merchant, because it really creates a residual income stream, doesn't it, for them?
It does. Yes. So when a merchant starts to enroll their own customers, well, first of all, it helps them to build their email database really fast compared to just enrolling people that from online, right? So that's a real benefit to them to increase their email marketing capabilities. But in addition to that, whenever their My World customers go out and spend money in other places, so say it's a shoe store. I love shoes. Just got an awesome new pair of shoes, actually. So, and that shoe store customer goes out and they use their My World card to purchase groceries, to purchase their gasoline, to purchase books at Indigo, or a nice new bag at Michael Kors Online, all of these places where their customers are spending through My World, the merchant gets up to 1% of whatever they spend everywhere. Wow. Even if that customer has only ever purchased once and enrolled for their loyalty card. So it's a really, really cyclical program. Everybody gets rewarded for using My World.
Exactly. So maybe share again how you go to Shoppers Drug Mart and multi-dip, let's say.
Okay. So first of all, through the app on the phone, it's very easy. You go and you purchase an e-voucher. Okay. So when you purchase your e-voucher, you can use your credit card. You've got to have a points credit card. Everybody's got a points credit card, right? So when you pay for your e-voucher, you receive the points on your credit card. So there's one. Then you get your cashback rewards from My World. So that's two. So then when you go shopping at Shoppers Drug Mart, you use your PC Optimum card when you get there. And that's your third round of cashback rewards for one purchase.
And you use the e-commerce voucher to pay.
And you use your e-voucher to pay. Exactly. It's just like using a gift card, but it's on your phone. You can make a whole wallet on your My World app.
Wow. Yeah. And you said the big word, Amazon.
Amazon, yeah. So Amazon is now one of our members. We've been adding new e-voucher merchants and online merchants like crazy. So Amazon, Winners, Home Depot, Cineplex, Harry Rosen, Saks Fifth Avenue. I mean, even DoorDash and Uber Eats are on there. You can find so much, so much.
Wow. And with prices the way they are, isn't it true saving money is as good as making money?
Saving money is better than making money.
Yeah, you're not paying tax on it.
No, you're not paying tax on it. Exactly. Gotta love it.
So one of the things, because of course, every time I go to the grocery store, I'm always shopping flyers, but you kind of go from one week to the next, it's like the prices are going up. So you said it was like a 6 or 7% savings on your grocery bill.
Well, when you add up the cashback rewards from your credit card, from the e-voucher, and then from PC Optimum, it all totals up to 5, 6, 7%, depending. Like there's cashback deals right now for Superstore and Shoppers Drug Mart. So you get 1.1% cashback. Yep. Your credit card points are at least 1%.
Yep.
PC Optimum, depending on whether you're using any of their deals or not, they can be 4 or 5% sometimes. So
Well, a long time ago, a friend whose dad owned a grocery store said, he had a franchise, if you shop the specials, you can save 20 to 25% on your grocery bill with that. Now, mm-hmm. the other bill that I'm thinking just off the top of my head, gasoline,
I'm sure.
That there are companies that offer cash back?
Absolutely, Esso. So you can get your Esso Tiger Rewards. You can get PC Optimum. You can get your credit card rewards plus your cashback rewards when you pay with your e-voucher. Wow. And you can connect your e-voucher to your e-pass. So you don't even have to, it's just one transaction. It's fantastic.
Wow. I love this. So all of Maria's Bay Street to Main Street contact information will be here. Any last minute things that you'd love to share for this podcast, Network Equals Network?
Well, I would just like to say that everyone, I think, should be trying, especially in this economy, to save as much as they can on groceries, gasoline, when they eat out, when they're going to the movies. It's all in one place. It's just My World.
Yeah, Excellent. So thanks for listening. Today we're teaching you maybe not so much about networking, but saving money is as good as making money. Thanks so much. It's Delene Allen. You've listened to our podcast, Network Equals Net Worth. Everybody's got a story, and I'd love to hear yours. Thanks so much for listening. What'd you like best about today's conversations and the connections that lead to miraculous outcomes? Leave a review. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to share your story too. So why not touch base with Delene Allen on Instagram, and we'll keep the conversations going.